This episode of the Daily Observations is sponsored by ZocDoc. Find a top-rated doctor today at ZocDoc.com/TDO. A new hire at Apple and keeping tabs on man's best friend. This is the Mac Observer's Daily Observations podcast for Thursday, the 9th of February, 2023. I'm your host, Ken Ray, joined today by Jeff Butts, managing editor of the Mac Observer. Good day to you, sir.
And good day to you, sir.
Second part of today's show. Last week, TMO's Nick DeCorville and I talked about why you should not put an AirTag on your dog. That had Jeff yelling at his HomePod Mini about technical solutions that you can actually use, and heck, maybe even should, so this week he'll yell at you. First, though, some call it a shakeup. I would call it a reorganization or a shuffle, maybe, but whichever you prefer, Apple's got a new position in its leadership team and a new person to fill that position. 9to5 Mac says the Cupertino company has named its first ever chief people officer. Just quit it. HR. Just call her HR. It's fine.
Right?
Deirdre O'Brien was the head of retail and people, and she is no longer the head of the people, or she won't be anyway, come next month. They have named Carol Surface chief people officer. Now, she's new to Apple, but she is not new to the people thing. She comes to Apple after 10 years at Medtronic, where she was VP of HR. See, they called it HR.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Before that, it was 3.5 years as VP of HR at Best Buy. And before that, she had various HR positions at PepsiCo, including, I don't have it right here in front of me, but I think she was like head of HR for PepsiCo International, if memory serves. Because I read a decent amount about her this afternoon. Well, yesterday afternoon, preparing for today's show.
So she's a people person.
She is a people person. I'm wondering if she's a people pleaser, though. We might come to that in a bit. She officially starts in March, which will leave Deirdre O'Brien, Apple's senior VP of retail plus people, to minus the people part and focus exclusively on retail, which I personally find interesting. She's been Apple's VP of worldwide sales and operations. That's what she was before 2017.
Right.
2017, she became VP of people. 2 years after that, when Angela Ahrendts took off, she became VP of retail and people. And now she's just going to be retail. As for the new person over people, it's not just experience that she brings. She has a BA in psychology from Castleton University, got a PhD in industrial and organizational psychology from Central Michigan University, and she is well-regarded. Picked up an award back in, well, last year, last October. She was ranked number one by N2 Growth, which is a global executive search and leadership advisory firm, and number one, that is, as far as CHROs, or Chief Human Resources Officers. Back in 2020, she was elected as a fellow of the National Academy of Human Resources, which is the highest honor you can get, apparently, if you're in that field. And then her bio on Medtronic says that she serves as vice chair of HR Policy Association, co-chair of Gartner's Chief Human Resources Officer Leadership Board, and is a member of the advisory board of the University of South Carolina Center for Executive Succession. And now I think we come to one of the most interesting questions.
Oh, yeah.
Why? Why her? Why this position? Why now? Not why her, because she sounds very, very, very well-suited for any HR thing, and she just keeps trading up. What did I see? Medtronic, I think she's over something like 90,000 people internationally. So, I mean, she's done the big organization thing. She was at PepsiCo and Best Buy, so she's done the big name organization thing.
Yep.
What I found myself wondering, well, I found myself basically seeing three distinct possibilities. She might be coming on to handle the problems that Apple has had at Apple corporate, getting people to come back to their nice, big, plush, wood-lined, you know, reflecting pooled Apple headquarter at Apple Park. It struck me as possible that she might be there to handle union issues among retail, although if she's handling union issues among Apple retail, what's Deirdre O'Brien doing? Which is not to say there's nothing for her to do besides the union thing, but like, do the people at Apple retail answer to Deirdre O'Brien, or do the people answer to the chief people person while, you know, the desks and counters, I guess. I mean, is that about stocking? Is that about, what is that about? What's her new position about? Really, though, the thing that I'm most interested in, is she there to find Tim Cook's replacement?
Well,
because remember, a few years ago, like 3 years ago, I think, maybe four, Tim Cook said, I can't really see myself there in 10 years. He said, you know, he said he thought that was a little bit long. And so he didn't see himself there in 10 years' time. Jeff Williams is not going to be Tim Cook's replacement, I don't think. I can't think of anybody who would be. I wonder if she's there to maybe slowly start that ball rolling.
She could be. I mean, my first thought was, you know, that whole her position in the executive succession advisory board may just be a red herring. But I mean, maybe there's something to it.
OK.
We are approaching, we think, Tim Cook getting done what his goal was to get done.
Assuming that his goal was to get the AR, VR, MR thing on the way?
Right.
Okay.
So, I mean, we just have to wait and see.
Yeah, that has been the rumor that he had, and I don't even remember where the rumor came from anymore, but the rumor has been, while he did say a few years ago he couldn't really see himself at the head of Apple in 10 years, there's also been this rumor that he has, pardon my use of the term, one more thing that he wants to ship.
Right.
And a lot of people thought that that might be Apple Car, although more people seem to think that that's whatever the AR thing is going to be.
Well, he's certainly shown a lot more interest in augmented reality than he has automobiles, at least on a personal level, what he's talked about.
That's true. Now, right. I know I'm making up the succession thing. I mean, I'm not making it up because she does have experience in that, but... Mm-hmm. I did also wonder whether it had anything to do with the stuff that's going on in Apple retail. Got in touch with, well, tried to get in touch with a couple of friends of mine in Apple retail. Only heard back from one.
Okay.
Because the 9to5 Mac piece said that Apple actually informed, well, Tim Cook actually sent out an email to Apple employees earlier this week announcing this change. Talked to a friend of mine who works in Apple retail who said he only heard about it today. Doesn't really know anything about Ms. Surface herself. Mm-hmm. Or what it means. He just kind of assumed that Deirdre O'Brien had more on her plate and that the roles need to be split. As far as talking to other people in Apple retail, there's no buzz. There's no discussion. It seems like near the big wooden tables, either nobody has noticed or they just,
Don't care.
Now, again, that is one person at one location less than 72 hours after people heard about it. But that's the one thing that I heard from the one person. And if anybody else, you know, wants to share anything else that they've heard, our email bag is always open.
And we will be anonymous if we need to be.
No, I'm still going to be Ken Ray.
Well, I mean,
oh, you mean keep them? Okay,
We'll keep them anonymous.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, I didn't say my friend Timmy's name.
Oops.
We'll edit that out. Hey, coming up... If AirTags are bad tech for keeping track of Fido, what's good? Jeff has a few suggestions, but first, a word from today's sponsor, ZocDoc. The Internet. Great for random facts, a fine place for shopping. I hear it has movies and TV shows. For medical advice? I mean, it can be a good start, I guess. The problem is you're just always a few clicks away from questionable advice and miracle cures that miraculously take your money and don't cure a thing. There are better ways to get the answers you want and the care you deserve from trusted professionals. You can start with ZocDoc. ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them, and treat almost every condition under the sun. ZocDoc helps you find expert doctors and medical professionals that specialize in the care you need and deliver the type of experience you want. ZocDoc lets you choose from thousands of patient-reviewed doctors and specialists, browse doctor profiles, upload and verify your insurance information, and get the care you need. Go to ZocDoc.com/TDO and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then start your search for a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/TDO. ZocDoc.com/TDO. Jeff Butts is with us. He is the managing editor of the Mac Observer online at macobserver.com. So barely had I posted last Wednesday's show. Barely had the show been out. Maybe like an hour. Maybe an hour and a half. I don't know. When I get a message on Slack from one Jeff Butts saying, you know, there are better technological ways to keep track of your dog. And I'm like, well, no. I did not know that. Do you want to tell me some? Better still, do you want to tell the people who just heard us say what not to do? And Jeff said, sure. So, you've got some technical ideas on how to keep track of your dog that will beat the tar out of an AirTag. Why don't you give people an idea what some of them are and why you like them?
Yeah, so, you know, you talked about it last week with Nick, and you know, people have been using their AirTags as trackers for their dogs. I did it for a little while. I'd never had a problem with one of the dogs swallowing the AirTag, but I did have a pit bull mix puppy basically kill one, chewed on it so hard that it broke the circuit board inside.
Wow! Without getting damaged by the battery. I mean, the puppy.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
That's good.
Yeah. So, you know, I've been looking at other options, and I've used a few, and I keep exploring because, you know, it's kind of fun. But there are much better options out there, options that you're not going to be able to use them in the Find My app, but they're going to come with their own app that offers a lot more functionality for keeping tabs on Fido. The first one I tried is called GeoBit. This is made by the same people that do the Life 360 people tracking service.
Okay.
They also market a smart collar tag. It clips onto the dog's collar, and it's a secure clip that you actually have to use a special key to remove it. And so it's a, you know, very unlikely that a dog is going to pull it off and swallow it. It's too big for most dogs to swallow, but large breeds probably still could. The upside to this is, you know, it's got its own cell chip, so it's not reliant on other devices to track.
Okay.
The downside is, you know, it does cost money. And it's a subscription. Because it's got its own cell chip, you've got to pay for that connection. It'll run you between $8.99 and $14.99 a month, depending on what contract you pick. The device itself, I want to say, is $129,
$149.
Okay. It's expensive, but it's not the most expensive out there. And it can be worth it if you've got a dog that's prone to run off.
Okay. What else you got?
The next one I tried, and this one is called Link, and it's very similar to GeoBit, but it adds on some training tools. It has a built-in speaker, so it can make noises to help train your pup. It also comes with static probes that you can put on to give a vibration or a mild static buzz.
Okay. So not delivering like a charge, but not a
heavy charge. No, just a little buzz just to get their attention and redirect them. It also monitors the dog's activity. how many minutes it's been active versus how many minutes it's been just laying around, how many steps it's taken, how many miles it's walked. It can even calculate how many calories the dog has burned throughout the day.
All right.
It's got a temperature sensor, so it can warn you if your dog's running a fever, and a built-in LED flashlight for those nighttime walks. This one, again, you've got a buy-in of $129 to $149, and then a service plan, which is just under $13 a month.
Okay.
In a similar vein, there's the Fi smart collar. Now, the link in the Geobit, clip onto your existing collar.
Mm-hmm.
The Fi smart collar actually attaches in line to your collar. So it becomes a part of the collar, not just hanging from it or clipped to it.
Okay.
Same features as Link, but it does not have the training options that Link offers. It doesn't make the noises. It doesn't have the static probes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe it monitors temperature, but it does monitor activity levels.
Okay.
It's a membership-based, so you're actually not paying for the device. You're paying per month.
Mm-hmm.
So when a new one comes out, you can upgrade your smart collar at no additional cost.
That's pretty cool. How much more is how much more is it per month, though?
It starts at $19 a month.
Okay.
But if you commit to, like, if you prepay for 6 months, a year, 2 years,
mm-hmm.
that price comes down a lot.
Okay.
And if you like to style up your dog, I saw on their website, they've actually got a marketplace of people that make custom collars to attach to the Fi smart collar.
All right. I'm going to get a feather boa from my imaginary dog.
You know what? There may be one.
I feel like that's actually just asking them to chew it, though, because, you know.
Well, yeah, feathers. Yeah. Now, you want to hear about the Rolls Royce of smart collars?
Is it made by Rolls Royce?
It's not.
Oh, okay.
But it's promoted by, have you ever heard of Cesar Millan, the dog whisperer?
Yeah, I used to watch him a lot, actually.
It's actually promoted by Cesar Millan. This is the Halo collar.
Mm-hmm.
And this takes all of the features of Link, but adds in virtual fences.
Hmm.
So rather than putting an underground fence to keep your dog in the yard,
right,
you use the app to set up a GPS-enabled virtual fence, and you can actually store up to 20 of them in the app.
Okay.
This one, like the Fi collar, it's integrated. There's no dangling. There's no hanging. It's attached within the collar. You put a wrap around it to protect it from the elements. It's got a speaker, so it will make whistle noises, beeps, buzzes. You can even have it transmit Cesar Millan saying good girl or good boy or you're going home.
Like your dog's going to care.
Hey,
is that Cesar Millan? Your dog would say.
If I remember right, you can even record your own audio voice.
See, that makes more sense to me.
Yeah, I mean it tracks the activity, how far they've walked, how much active time they've had,
mm-hmm.
its own built-in GPS and cell connection.
Mm-hmm.
The subscription for this to keep it active will run you between $449 a month up to $30 a month, depending on what options you want.
See, I can't help but thinking as you talk about all of this that Apple just needs to go ahead and make one of these.
Well, are you ready to hear how much this costs?
Well,
like,
sure.
To buy the collar.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely in Apple's ballpark. $700.
To buy the collar?
To buy the collar. $699.
Yeah. No, see, here's what I'm saying. Apple could sell AirTag for like $75 in this collar. I think the problem mm-hmm. is Apple probably doesn't want the liability of... Yeah, I put one of your things on my dog and, you know, it still got hit by a car.
Right.
You got to be like, well, nobody said it wouldn't get hit by a car. We're saying if your dog gets lost, we'll help you. I don't know. It feels to me like this, I'm not going to say this is a thing that Apple should get into because it's like a whole other thing.
Right.
Suddenly you got to sell it, you know, Petco and PetSmart and mm-hmm. local pet stores across the country. But man, all this money. Just, you know, laying there while people are just dying to put an AirTag on their dog anyway.
Yeah, well, I mean, we want to take care of our dogs.
Yes.
You know, those of us that are dog owners, I mean, I'm not going to lie. Nine times out of 10, I prefer dogs over people. And so, you know, I want to, and I've had Dakota, my boxer shepherd, mm-hmm. I've had her run off before and end up in doggy jail.
Ooh.
And I had to go rescue her.
Sure.
So, you know, I want to be able to keep track of her, but I don't want her or some other dog swallowing an AirTag.
Now, you said you've actually tried some of these out, understanding that, you know, no money has changed hands here. Nobody is doing a promotional or anything. This is just Jeff talking about stuff that he's tried out and also stuff that he's researched.
Mm-hmm.
What do you like?
You know, I really like the Halo collar.
Have you tried that
one? God, yes.
Oh,
I have it.
Lord have mercy. Okay.
It is expensive.
Well,
is phenomenally expensive. And you have to charge it every day.
What? How am I going to get my dog to lay down that long?
You take the collar off.
Oh, see, I never would have thought of that. You're smart.
You take the collar off. Well, I mean, I did think of that.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Okay. Well, then.
Yeah, I mean, they say, you know, you have to take it off every day, you know, take it off at night when your dog's in for the night,
mm-hmm.
charge it, put it back on in the morning. So, you know, it's kind of a pain in the butt. After that, I think the Link is probably my favorite because of the training features.
Mm-hmm.
I still want to try the Fi.
That's the one with the geofencing?
With the
GPS fence, excuse me.
No, the Halo has a GPS fence.
Okay.
The Fi is the one I haven't tried. That's the one that you can get custom-made collars to attach it to.
No, gotcha. Well, I mean, obviously, there's a lot of information here. You just heard me get confused, you know, having heard it all less than 5 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
The good news is Jeff has actually written all this information up in an article for the Mac Observer. So you can look for, do you know the name of the title of the article off the top of your head?
Much better dog tracker options than Apple's AirTag.
Okay. So look for that article on the Mac Observer. And if you forget the title, just go to macobserver.com and scroll back about, you know, scroll back a day or two. Then you will definitely find that there.
Or maybe check our show notes.
Well, I'm thinking about doing show notes today. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. Well, all right.
I'm kind of tired, man. Nobody charged my collar. Huh? If you have a question or a comment that you want to send our way, we would certainly love to hear from you. Our email address is observations@macobserver.com. Observations@macobserver.com. You can also hit us up on Twitter. We are at TMO Daily there. If you want to leave a comment on any of the stuff that I do for the Mac Observer, either the Daily Observations podcast or the Observation Deck, both of those hit the site Monday through Friday. It'd be great if you did. Fun to read. Jeff, if people want to get in touch with you, what are the best ways to do so?
You can email me at jeffb@macobserver.com. You can follow me on Twitter as @Clefmeister, and I also run the @MacObserver Twitter account.
Advertising handled by Backbeat Media. Online at backbeatmedia.com. The Daily Observations is a production of the Mac Observer. From the latest news to how-tos, your source for Apple News is macobserver.com.